Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to Tangents Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby. Hopefully you're doing well. Today, I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about something that kind of popped into my head, which, if you are a true gamer, you will understand exactly what I'm going to be talking about. It is games that are released yearly. And I'm talking about, you know, like hockey, basketball, football. The reason why I brought this up is I heard some of the things that the new college NFL football is getting put into the game. And I'm thinking to myself, what if that was one of the downfalls that's going on, like with Madden, NHL, basketball? I'm not quite sure. I haven't really got into that. But they're cramming so much within 1 year into a game every single year. It's more or less a disappointment. Because if you go and look at all the reviews for Madden, there's tons of glitches. It's the exact same thing. Graphics are better. Gameplay is the same. Computer cheats. Things like that. So I was just thinking about this part, and like, for example, one of the things in the new NCAA football is if you decide to go and pick one player and, you know, one of the best, let's just say Justin Jefferson was in this football game. You keep tossing to him, keeps catching. He has over, say, 40 receiving catches. In this game, it actually wears him out physically and mentally. So the more you do it, the worse he can get. If you have a running back and you rush him like 50 times, he will eventually get wore out. And if you do a season, he will basically get hurt and not be able to play. My question is, would this option actually be really, really good when it comes to any of the sports games or even like Call of Duty and stuff like that? Would releasing a game every second to third year but have roster updates be the key factor on creating one of the most perfect video games? I'm going to use NHL because I have more experience with the hockey than with the football. Like when I played Hockey 92, it was great. It was groundbreaking. Graphics for the time were good. The gameplay was good. Like everything was good. 93 comes out. Not much of a change. If you injure somebody, blood comes on the ice. That's nice. 1994, that came out and it introduced the slap or the one timer. One of the best features added to a game. 95, the season came out. Create your own player came out. That was beautiful as well. So you have 94 with the one-timer, 95 with the season, 96. It was a very strong change because like with 96, the season got more pinpoint. Like they put more time and effort into that season option that it was more detailed than 95. Like 95, you could basically say, play Vancouver. Get bored of Vancouver. Play Toronto. Got bored of Toronto. Play Los Angeles. Play whatever. Where in 96, you played as the team. Just plain and simple. If you wanted Calgary, you could play Calgary. Winnipeg, I don't know if they're still back then. But, and that was the kicker. So they improved on things like that from year to year. Then once you got into like the PlayStation, graphics got better. And to me, when it came to the PlayStation, I felt that it got worse. Like, the graphics did get better, but the options that 2000, 2001 had, they weren't really good. Once the game got to a certain level, they're adding a little bit more features like stick lift, poke check, blocking shots, holding against supports. Mid-2000s, EA was trying so hard to move the game forward, but every time they move it forward, the people hated it and fell back. Which, you know, that's fine, but sometimes you have to stick with what you got. With being released every year, and even talking to my 10-year-old, he even said that the video games just seem the exact same. There's a little bit of option here, a little bit of option there. Graphics are better. But he goes, Dad, it's the exact same game as last year. There's no difference. So that's my question to you guys, as somebody who plays the games. Would you be more happier to have, say, next year's game being released, then every single month have update rosters? But for the next 2 years, you don't get a brand new game. You get patches on next year's game. You get roster updates. Simple things like that. But have the programmers spend more time in working on other ones. So, like, for example, release in 2025, so NHL 25, no game in 6 or 7, but release in 8. So with that, they can have, like, say, a better story mode, more options, gameplay is a little bit better. So if you are a person who does more, like, tricks and stuff like that, you can actually screw up a bit. Like, there's just little things like that. Like, what is your take on that? Would you rather have a game be released every 2 to 3 years to make sure that it's almost, like, flawless, no glitches, more features, better graphics, have them spend time into the game instead of just doing a game, copying it, and releasing it? I really never knew about this kind of, like, feature. Like, I was never, diving deep. I just played the games. But the one part that I did realize was when you played NHL 2K5 to NHL 2K6, the difference was basically the same, except NHL 2K6 had a little bit different features that I felt really cartoonish, where it got me turned off to the point that I never went back. Except last year, when I bought 2K8 and 2K9 and realized that 2K realized that they messed up, and they started to get more and more into the game and creating something bigger and better. But of course, I missed the 7, 8, and 9 years because I was so turned off on 6. I want you guys to email me at tangentsgamingpodcast@gmail.com and tell me what you think of that. Would you be happy with the game every 2 or 3 years? Or would you rather have the exact same game full of glitches, things that really don't matter that's added into the game? Let me know. I want to know your opinion. Or even X me. That really sounds bad, but Tangents Gaming without the G, 189 on Twitter/X. But in the meantime, guys, I'm just going to let you think about that one. Because for my opinion, 2 to 3 years would be absolutely beautiful. Give me a full game. Take out the glitches. Give me the options. And make it fun where I want to sit down and enjoy. Until next time, make sure you turn on all your notifications. Follow, like, subscribe, da-da-da. So you never miss an episode. If you have any questions, comments, tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com. And let's make it happen. Until next time, guys, thanks for tuning in. And I'll catch you later.